This is Dairy Radio Now, Milky Monday.
Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago. Betty, we know that October milk production was down 0.5% in the U.S. and is down in other milk-producing parts of the world. We didn't see a lot of surprises in the October dairy products report, so we have a better understanding of milk supply. What about dairy demand? What was the takeaway message from USDA's October supply and utilization report?
Results were mixed. There certainly were some bright spots in the supply and utilization report. For example, total cheese utilization was up 0.8%. 1.246 billion pounds disappeared. And that really was led on stronger domestic consumption. Really bolstering that number was the other cheese consumption. So other cheese would be things not American cheese. And when we look at domestic consumption of other cheeses and even the exports of other cheeses, that was up as well. So that really helped to pull the total cheese consumption number up. Another bright spot, and it has been a bright spot, is whey protein concentrates, WPCs. So demand stateside has been real strong all year for that product. It's a higher protein product. So if you think about people who are real health conscious, they're going to be consuming things that contain whey protein concentrate. But exports, particularly of WPCs that have a higher protein value, those have been up too. So overall in October, 55.5 million pounds of WPCs used between the global and domestic markets, up nearly 34% from prior year levels. So those were some definite bright spots in the report.
How about whey and non-fat dry milk?
Mixed results. Non-fat dry milk, the story all year, non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder really has been just poor international demand, and that continued to keep those utilization numbers down. So total utilization of 185.7 million pounds, down 15% versus prior year. And it even was down domestically, the usage. It's just been an off year for non-fat dry milk and skim milk powder. Dry whey, though, that number actually was up 82.4 million pounds, up almost 12% from October 2022. And that was driven on big usage here stateside, 50.6 million pounds, up over 100% from the prior year. Exports of dry whey have been pretty poor due to African swine fever in Asia in the hog herds, and then also just poor margins overseas for the hog sector. But the domestic demand has propped up that number.
All right. Thank you, Betty. Betty Burning, contributing dairy economist with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
Here's dairy farmer Hank Wagner and his daughter Laura with another simple miracle moment.
Our society today does not do a very good job at nurturing family ties or believing in our children.
Many children today are being raised in broken homes or are being neglected because their parents are too busy to give their children the attention they hunger for and need. Sadly, that forces our children to find other ways to get attention.
They may have the opportunity to find it in a coach or teacher, but many times they find themselves in dangerous or abusive relationships. They can also resort to other unfortunate activities that will get them some of the attention that they need.
We can set ourselves up for regular miracles by daily exercising a belief in people. Develop habits that regularly send "I believe in you" messages. There are people around you who desperately need someone to believe in them. You can be that person.
That's Hank Wagner and Laura Rotz, author of the book Simple Miracles. For more, go to becomebetterleaders.com.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
The results will soon be available to the public. The findings of USDA's 2022 Census of Agriculture.
We're looking for a good product to be available on the 13th of February.
Joe Prusacki of the Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service realizes some wonder why a census where data was collected in late 2022 and early 2023 is being released in early 2024.
To compile data from between 2 and 3 million farmers, so it takes a while.
The timing of the release of the 2022 Census of Agriculture results coincides with a major USDA event.
100th year of the Ag Outlook Forum and NAS, we have two sessions related to the census going on, so we will be able to share the information with the broader agriculture community that's at that event on specific topics.
I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.